Welcome to Creek Hamsters Podcast, episode 10. If you've stuck around, great. If you're just joining us, also good. My name is Skyler, and with me today are Craig and Jonathan, also referred to as Jorge. For today, we will be doing our normal routine, talking about three different topics. Each of us brings one, and just kind of discussing. We're going to start with Craig today.
All right, so my topic is, and no, I didn't come up with it at the last second, what ranking is best when you have siblings? Is it best to be oldest, middle, youngest? Maybe you have 10 siblings and you're lost in the crowd. Honestly, you just lose at that point, no matter where you are, if you have 10 siblings. But where is it best to be?
I would like to be ranked number one, please.
Number one. Ranked number one. Does that mean you would like to be born first?
No, I thought there was a ranking system.
Yeah, obviously you are, you're A1. So, you're the winner. Way to go.
Like the steak sauce?
Mm-hmm. Just like the steak sauce. So, in the position of being born, not ranked, I guess. So, where do you want to fall?
In the position of being born, I would like to come out head first.
Poor request. You always go feet first, because then it's an actual slide and way less scary.
My actual answer is... I like being youngest. I don't think being oldest is fun. I mean, what are the stereotypes for the oldest child? I'm trying to remember. Do you guys know?
I was the oldest, so experimental kid. The parents are learning everything on.
Yeah, parents are learning things on you. Parents tend to be more strict with the oldest, from what I remember reading in my developmental psychology class. They also, let's see...
That could go both ways, though, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the oldest could do a bunch of bad stuff and then make the parents stricter on the younger ones.
Oldest tend to be more serious, and they also tend to be more academic than their younger siblings.
Ooh.
Statistically. But they also, the thing that oldest are really bad at, and this is why they say an oldest child should never marry another oldest child, is because oldest children are really bad at compromising because they're so used to getting their way with their siblings because they can physically overpower their siblings if they need to. So oldest children are, for the most part, really bad at compromising. So I don't think I want to be an oldest. And another thing that matters in sibling position is, like, what kind of siblings you have.
Agreed.
So I remember... in my developmental psychology class, he was going over sibling positions, and he said, okay, who here in the class is the youngest child of sisters? And I raised my hand, and I was the only person in the class who raised my hand. He said, only sisters. And I said, yep, only sisters. And he made me stand up in front of the whole class, and he said, judging by your sibling position, I can tell you that girls think that you're cute like a puppy, and they want to take care of you, but none of them want to be with you. And then everyone laughed at me, and I sat down, and it was very sad. But that's kind of true. Like, my whole life, girls really do like to take care of me. For something about me makes them want to be my mother.
Do you want them to be your mother?
No.
You told me you had a thing for girls that reminded you of your mom.
Stop.
So.
No.
That explains it.
Nope. Incorrect.
Yep.
Anyway. But I think overall, I like my sibling position. I wouldn't want to be something else. I would want to be youngest. And more specifically, youngest of sisters.
Nice. Oh. If you had to pick, you want to be the youngest of sisters.
Nice.
Weird. Yeah.
All right.
Good job, Kate.
Skyler?
Props to you. I think I would also stay in my position. But I do think Jorge was right, that I am less apt to compromise. I like to have control a good portion of the time. I think that it's made me a little more independent, because I was the first, so I was used to keeping myself entertained and doing things on my own, as opposed to feeling like it's weird if there's not other people around.
Yeah.
So.
More of an Esau than a Jacob.
Maybe.
You got that thick
campfire
on your arm?
You're pretty hairy.
Yeah. All right. No, that's what I would pick. I think it just... I've had it pretty good, so I don't think I would change it. I've enjoyed having younger siblings.
Do you feel... I've never felt this way about my sister. Do you feel protective of your younger siblings? As in, if they get in trouble, do you feel like you need to get in a fight for them? Or, I don't know, what does that feel like? I've never felt that.
Yeah, I definitely feel that way. That if anything was going on, it would not be a question of whether I would... I guess with Graydon, it would be a question of whether I would step in or not, just based on not wanting to make him... embarrass him, or make him feel like he couldn't defend himself.
Sure.
So I would contemplate whether I would let him fight it out, or whether I would step in.
Okay.
So
maybe with Graydon, but with Candace, for sure, you would step in.
Oh, yeah, in a second.
I guess I feel protective of Lily and Ruby. I get in a fight for them.
Yeah.
But they're not my sisters.
And they're so innocent.
They are so innocent. I fought a tick for Lily.
Ugh.
I fought sticky poop for Ruby one time.
Ooh.
I was stuck in her bottom. I said, I'll fight that for you, Ruby. I'll fight it right out of you.
All right. Well, on to Craig. All you animal lovers out there, that was a shout out for you. You know what he's talking about.
Oh, gross.
What do you mean? How many animal lovers do you think have pulled poop out of a dog's bottom?
100% of them.
Maybe they haven't done that, but metaphorically, they've pulled poop out of their dog's bottom.
Metaphorically?
Metaphorically.
Of course. The classic metaphor of sticky poop in the bottom.
What maybe is that a metaphor? Give me an example of any time ever you would use that as a metaphor.
Maybe they didn't exactly do that action, but maybe they did something similar. Like, all right, I'm going to clean up this throw up for you.
Oh, just like picking poop out of your bottom.
Pretty close.
Not your bottom, an animal's bottom.
Well, in my head, I was talking to the animal when I...
Oh, that's weird.
Anyway, okay.
On to Craig. Apologies.
I don't know what to think, because I have had moments where I thought it would be nice to be older, mainly in the sense of being able to possibly be stronger, because when I was younger, I got picked on a lot from my brother. But I have enjoyed being the baby as far as the parents go, because I had a lot of freedom. Even though my brother and sister probably had pretty close to that same amount of freedom, they abused it, and then my parents were just like, whatever, it doesn't seem to matter. And then, so I had a lot of freedom, and I don't know. I think there is a lot of good things out of it. I guess I wouldn't change it, but I do see some benefits of being older. Oh.
Sorry, that was my dog. She's being needy.
That's so weird. Okay. But... Oh, there... Oh.
What's wrong?
That's... At least this isn't a podcast.
It's
so.
All better. She's just hurting.
Yeah, that's... Did you get sticky poo out of her bottom?
No, she had the tick. Ruby was the one with the poop.
Well, if you could give us a demonstration, we have some free time.
No, it's okay.
Well,
so
yeah,
you were
honestly,
saying that you found two times, though... Or you're of two minds. You can see both ways being valuable.
Yeah, which isn't very helpful. I don't really... I do think I would stay in my position, though.
Would you be a middle child, then?
No. Middle sounds the worst.
Yeah, no one wants to be a middle child.
That's the worst of it all.
You
like,
have both. You have older and younger.
Yeah, you don't get the benefit of anything, though.
Yeah. Yeah, poor middle children. You get... I feel like middle children have no... opportunity to turn out emotionally healthy. Like, they just, whatever happens, they're just going to be feel either neglected or rebellious or something. Poor middle children.
Yeah.
So which one?
Do you think the second child is most likely to be the planned one out of all children? Like, most people plan on having their second kid, but maybe not their first or their last one?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean... I guess if I get married, I wouldn't want to plan all of them. I wouldn't want an unplanned child, but I guess that happens.
You don't want to just get after it and see what happens?
Oh, nope. Oh. Sure don't.
Interesting.
Which one? What? There's three of us. who between the three of us would be the oldest, who would be the youngest, and who would be the middle child?
Skylar's the oldest, obviously.
Yeah. So, Skylar, pick between Craig and I. Who's the middle? Who's the youngest?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think Jorge gets to be the youngest.
Yes! I actually thought you were going to pick me as the youngest, so I'm excited.
Why did you think you were going to be the youngest?
I thought I was going to be the baby. That means you're the little baby.
Jorge no. is the youngest out of all of us, technically.
Yeah. I am the youngest.
You're younger than all of us.
Although, in life, I'm like, you know, got my own house, my two dogs.
You work a part-time job?
Full-time job.
You are ahead of us there.
You're getting a car from your parents?
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Hey, Daddy, buy me a car.
No offense to your dad, it's awesome.
Daddy!
Dude, I'm so grown up, I live in a garage. Talk about...
Yeah, but it's a pretty cool garage. To be fair,
all the walls are black.
Yeah, so. I think when I saw it a couple days ago, my reaction was... Or the thing that stuck out to me the most was the closet. Which just... I don't know what
it was. It's like a gaping hole, basically.
It's just a hole in the wall.
It leads to the attic, but...
It's how Craig likes to live life.
Yeah, man. You set up a pole and hang some clothes on that, and you're like, yeah, that's a closet.
This looks like a good place for a pole. Closet.
All right, well...
Yeah, next topic. Craig, you're up. Or no, Jorge, you're up.
My topic is very simple. What is an irrational fear that you have? So, keyword being irrational. So, you know it's not a rational fear, but you still are afraid of it.
Okay.
Which one of you wants to go? You guys, I noticed that you both are thinking.
I know.
But I texted you the question yesterday.
I know what I have.
I also know.
Oh my. Well, now I have to pick. I mean.
Yeah, you have pressure. So many.
Okay, I'm gonna pick Craig.
Okay. Craig's leading.
I really, really don't like toads.
Okay.
Something about how slimy they are. I have had too many experiences where I've stepped outside barefoot onto a toad or a frog and wished I was dead. Because it's the grossest feeling I can imagine. And also, they jump, and they don't necessarily jump away from you. Sometimes they jump towards you, and I say, why? Why would you do that?
That's really funny.
Yeah, they're just gross, so...
Every single time, I feel like, Kayla and I went outside, she wore flip-flops, and she stepped on a toad and killed it.
In the duplex, right?
It happened at the duplex several times, but there were other times. I remember one time we were out at the park by, I don't remember what park it is, but it's the one in the neighborhood by Memorial Road. Well, not that one, though. It's the one that Dudley lives in. Anyway, so we were over by that park, and it was me and a couple of the teens and Kayla, and she stepped on a frog, and then we had a funeral for it. It was pretty fun.
Obviously, to have a funeral, you need to have one of those for a toad.
I think I laughed so hard that I cried. Like, one of the funniest things I'd ever seen in my life was her stepping on a toad and then us like throwing sticks on it and calling it a burial.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All I know is that duplex seemed like a breeding ground for toads. They were always out at night. Made me want to throw up. Didn't Lily eat one?
I don't know. If she did, no. Because her mouth would have foamed if she did.
I thought we saw her eat a frog or a toad at some point.
She ate a lot of bugs.
She eats just bugs.
Okay, so that's a pretty good irrational fear. I can see that.
Toads. Yep. So if I dress up as a toad and hop at you, are you going to be afraid of me?
No, you're a little baby boy now. I just asked you where your mom is.
An adult male.
Yeah, you're the size of an infant.
I think if you were smaller, then he would be more afraid.
Yeah, honestly, you're probably too big.
Shut up, Misty! That was my Ash impression. It needs work.
Honestly.
That was pretty close.
Honestly, I say don't work on it. I say just leave it alone. Maybe never pull it out.
Skylar, Craig and I were deciding which character from Pokemon we would be the other day. And we both decided that you would be Misty.
Sure are.
You're okay. Misty.
I'm alright with that.
And then Craig is Brock, and which by default makes me Ash, which is why I'm trying to work on my voice.
You are default the main character.
Pikachu!
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I don't like it, but I came to the conclusion of Brock by myself. I was just like, I have to be Brock.
Oh, nice.
No one else is as creepy as me. I'm the creepiest.
Can we hear your Brock impression?
I don't know what it sounds like. For the life of me, I can't even remember.
I think it just kind of sounds normal, but with a deeper voice, like, hello, I am Brock.
That's not normal at all.
That's pretty good. None of that was normal. Most of it was.
All right, Skylar, come on.
Oh, my fear. Yes. My irrational fear is well known to both of you. I fear human contact.
Oh, man. Forgot about that one.
So, that's pretty irrational. I am okay with handshakes and sometimes side hugs, but most of the time I'm only okay with one person touching me, and that's
me.
Catherine.
No. Oh.
Everyone else.
This is a surprise to me.
It makes me run from them whenever they try to touch me, and I think it offends people, but it is my irrational fear, and it's there.
If it bothers you, why are we sharing this seat right now? Just saying that made him grossed out.
Yep.
Cleek gives you a hug at the gym every day.
I'm really interested, what is it that grosses you out about touching people? Is it that? Is it germs that
gross.
You're afraid of?
It's not gross, it's a fear thing. I don't know why it scares me. It is the way that it feels. I don't like it.
No. You're thinking about it and you can't handle it.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
Think about if you've ever had a girl that you didn't like touch you.
Ooh, that's a good example.
Ugh.
That has happened to me.
There's
a play I was in my freshman year of college. That
you were in a play? What did you go for? Hey.
I helped this guy named Steven, who needed someone for one of his classes to be in a 10-minute play. And it was this crazy play about how aliens had come to Earth, and it was two people, a husband and wife, who were looking outside the window and talking about the aliens. It was really bad, and I was really bad in it. But the girl I was not attracted to, and at one scene, we had to pretend like we were kissing, and I can still smell her breath, and it makes me sad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was Steven the metrosexual kind of guy?
No.
That's Kyle.
Ah, Kyle. There it is. Thank you.
They were roommates, though.
Oh. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is my fear. Well known to almost everybody. And I apologize for offending you if you tried to touch me.
And listeners, that means find Skylar, give him a big hug, and tell him he'll be okay.
Ruffle his head. Ruffle his hair or something.
If you feel all the muscles on my body tense up,
that means
just
he likes it.
Know that I'm freaking out a little bit inside. Yeah. Jorge's irrational fear.
My irrational fear is Sasquatch.
There it is.
When I was in elementary school, this third grader, when I was in first grade, told me the story about this hairy man with red eyes who went to this person's house and tried to eat them to death. And it scared me no end. And since then, I've been scared of hairy men, giant hairy men who live in the woods with red eyes, which has turned into a fear of Sasquatch. So, like, I guess when I'm driving around in the dark, I get pretty scared. I know that Sasquatch doesn't exist. The logical part of me understands that there's no such thing as Sasquatch or Bigfoot. But even though I know that, if you put me in the woods in the dark at night, I freak out. One time at camp, this kid dressed up in a ghillie suit and ran at me because they knew I was afraid of Sasquatch. And I don't think I've ever been more scared in my life. And my reaction was so different than what I thought it would be, though. I didn't scream or cry and run away. I screamed like this warrior cry and ran at them.
Oh.
Which was terrifying. Like, that was almost more scary, my reaction, than what they did.
Has anyone ever been hairy enough to scare you?
I don't think so.
Nope. Hey,
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, that's a good sign.
Who was the kid that dressed up and scared you?
It was David. David Parrott.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Yep.
So.
You got me.
Good topic, Jorge. I liked that one.
Thanks, Jorge.
For my topic, Tonight, we're going to discuss, if you were a statue, where would you like to be a statue at? You can witness everything going on around you, you're conscious of it, but you cannot interact.
I need to know how many senses I have access to. Can I smell? Can I see, hear, touch?
You have the full, all five senses.
So if somebody touches me, I can feel it.
You feel it, yeah. But you can't move or interact with anybody. You can feel, you can smell, you can see it, you can hear it, all of that.
Man, that's so hard. I don't have an answer yet.
That's okay. What one place would you like to be placed?
I mean, part of me says a movie theater.
Yeah, so you can watch movies all the time?
Yeah.
I mean, or at the entrance so you can watch all the people coming in?
Probably the theater. I mean, I don't know. I could watch people in the theater, so.
Along with super, watching movies?
That's super creepy, but I guess it would be the only form of entertainment you have is watching people in movies. So I would do that. Probably a theater is my answer.
Alright, it's a pretty good one. I like it. Cree?
Am I stuck there for all eternity?
No, just for your normal lifespan. So.
Oh, gosh. That's still too long.
70 years.
My first thought was bottom of the ocean with a flashlight. But if I'm going to be there for 70 years, that sounds pretty horrible.
What would you do at the bottom of the ocean with a flashlight?
Honestly, if I could see the bottom of the ocean and then just be done, I don't want to be down there for more than
even an hour. He just wants to see what nobody's seen before.
Yeah, I want to see something I haven't seen before and then and do something that I couldn't do because I was alive before. If I could do it as a statue and live through it, that's fine. But living for 70 years, everything sounds like a nightmare. Nowhere sounds like an okay place. I do know that Skyler cannot be told where I am as a statue because I'm terrified of what he would do if he knew where I was as a statue. And I could feel things still. Oh my gosh.
Wait, you wouldn't want Skyler to know where you were?
Yeah, that's
or how... you wouldn't... Or Skyler wouldn't want you to know.
Skyler can't
wants.
Know. Skyler okay. can't know where I get placed.
What are you afraid Skyler would do?
Are you kidding me? I'm afraid of everything. He knows things that I can't even imagine that he wants to do to me. He's terrifying.
Can you imagine being a rock not being able to express anything and Skyler just grabbing your big toe and laughing, imagining what's going on inside of Statue U's head?
It's a possibility.
I have a new irrational fear.
Of being a statue.
Of being a statue.
If you guys have really awesome dreams where you're statues tonight, you can thank me for that.
Oh my gosh. He told me he would like it if we cut a hole in what used to be the garage door.
Yeah.
And then I had a motorcycle, and I had to drive through the motorcycle, but I didn't make the hole very big, so that way every time I tried to go through the through the hole on the motorcycle, I would scream out of fear of hitting the wall. Did that make sense?
No.
Okay.
He has a door in the garage that's only small enough for him and the bike to fit through very tightly. And if he misses, he's going to run into the door. So he screams out of fear every time he does it.
So he just likes the thought of me being afraid. He laughed at it for like 3 minutes this morning, and he couldn't even describe it to me because he was laughing so hard.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
So if I'm forced to pick somewhere to be for 70 years, I'd say probably a church.
Okay.
Because the people would change in and out. Now, this is assuming the church will last 70 years, because some churches will not last 70 years. Some last, like, 5. Yeah. So
we'll assume that your church is going to stick around.
Okay. But I think it would be... You'd always have a new face coming in.
That's true.
And you'd at least be in a good place.
Yeah. For twice a week, you'd be in a good place. Because Wednesdays and Sundays, do people really come in?
It depends on the church. Because a lot of churches have stuff going on outside of that. Like Fridays at Memorial Road, they have Celebrate Recovery.
That's true.
And in the summer, they have the teens come in. But to be fair, I'm just one statue within a giant building, so I don't know where I'd be to see the most amount of people. But yeah. I would say probably the church somewhere.
All right, that's a good call.
I agree with that. That's good.
A church slash school. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tell me, I'm not going to see anybody. Of course, they're all going to be children, and it's going to kick me, but it's worth it.
I want to talk about Avengers 2 before we go, because we're all going to see it tomorrow. I'm excited. Are you guys still excited for it?
Yes.
Yes.
I want to.
Before we go on, I'm going to tell where I would be as a statue.
Yeah,
oh,
don't skip Skylar.
Then
no.
We can talk about
I'm
it.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I thought
it really
we
is a good topic.
Already.
No, it's all right. We talked about things that I enjoyed happening to Craig, so.
I see. That's probably what
pretty
I
good.
Got mixed up. And I was distracted by Ruby.
Oh, yeah. For mine, I would like to be at... I think I'd like to be near an old rickety bridge that a lot of people have to cross every day.
Okay.
So maybe somewhere in China. That'd be nice.
China? On an old rickety bridge?
beside it. Like, off... on one side of it, so that I can watch all the people cross every day.
Mm-hmm. So just, you don't want to be on the bridge, you want to be on one side.
Yep.
That's a very strange answer. On one side of a rickety bridge in China, just any rickety bridge will do.
Can we make a new rule that none of us have our dogs in the podcast room?
Imagine...
I think that's fair. I mean, Skyler and I will follow it.
Why are you being distracted?
It's super creepy watching your dog lick inside your nose.
She's not licking inside my nose.
She's clearly licking in your nose.
I promise, I would feel it if she was in my nose. I don't feel it in my nose. I have.
Are you
nose,
feeling it?
On my nose. The tongue,
I'd feel it if it
look,
was in my nose.
Sorry, listeners, that you can't see this, but her tongue is yay big. My nose hole is yay big.
For example, listeners, he just said his nose hole was the size of a pepperoni. He definitely started it out with that size. It's that big.
I have a big nose. I can't help it. Sometimes
yeah.
You gotta put pepperonis in your nose.
To be fair, your dog licked in your nose. Just accept that.
No, she's just full of love. She was just licking outside my nose.
Actually, she's full of boogers now because she just ate yours.
No, I don't have boogers.
That's how she gets sticky poo. It's from your boogers.
That's not correct.
We figured it out. Science!
So, Jorge, what do you think? How big do you think the crowd's going to be in Wichita for Avengers 2?
I think it's going to be huge. I think...
time are we going?
We're getting there by 7, which is an hour before the movie starts.
That line's going
to
be a mess.
Do you want to get there earlier?
No, it's pretty prime time for movies. I think we'll figure it out when we get there.
Yeah.
But,
that line
I mean,
is
if
gonna
you
be
have your 3DSs, you guys can pretty much be there for.
You need to download Hearthstone.
A good amount of time.
I don't know what. Oh, on my phone.
You said you'd try it.
Yeah, I will. We can do that too. Anyway, and we can always do Pop Quiz. We love or that quiz game that we like.
And I have Mario Kart 7.
Easy, Rudy.
So, you can get Mario Kart.
Is anybody dressing up for the movie tomorrow?
I'm wearing my banana costume.
What about Two?
Two.
Is she going to be a monkey?
Yeah, she's going to dress up as the number one.
Yeah. I'm sure she appreciated that very much, Craig.
It's Avengers. Oh, I get it. Never mind. I'm not going to make my joke.
Oh, my gosh.
Because her name is Two. That's great.
Is it really?
I get it. I'm just... Okay. Anyway, my question for you all is this. None of us have looked at spoilers, have we? Skyler or Craig, you guys haven't looked at spoilers.
I have only watched the trailers you guys have asked
Craig,
me.
You have the spoiler from the Heroclix, but don't mention that, but have you looked up online spoilers for the movie?
No.
Okay, I want us to guess off the top of our heads what we think the during credit scene is, because they've announced that there's not going to be a post-credit scene in the sense that you have to sit in the theater and wait for the credits to go by and wait for something. They said there's not a post-credit scene. We are not joking. We're not saying this. And then there's going to be one. I promise there's no post-credit scene. They have said that. So there is a scene that's coming on during the credits, though, like mid-credits.
I think I know it.
How do you know it? From your Heroclix?
Mm-mm.
Or you just think you know what it's going to be.
I think I know it because I think I, on accident, saw a spoiler on it. So I'm going to shut my mouth.
Okay, so you're not going to answer this question. Okay, good. I'm going to... Skylar, you and me are going to guess what we think that credit scene is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go first so you can think. My guess is this. Craig and I both think that Hulk will get sent into space in the movie. I think Hulk is going to do something. I think Hulk's either going to kill somebody or maim somebody to the extent that they are like... He's a bad dude. Like, he's going to maim or kill somebody that's a good guy. So, I think at the end of the movie, because of that, they say, okay, we can't control Hulk. We have to send him into space. And I don't think they're making a Planet Hulk movie, but I think that Hulk is going to be in the next Guardians of the Galaxy movie, is my theory.
Oh, wow.
That's
a pretty big
jump. I think what's going to happen is you're going to see Hulk, like, floating in space. You're just going to see the Hulk floating in space, and then you're going to see the Milano from Guardians of the Galaxy pick him up, and the door's going to open, and it's going to be Rocket Raccoon and Groot standing there, and they're just going to greet Hulk, and that's going to be it.
Interesting.
Like Rocket Raccoon will say something really sassy, like, he'll use the F word in the movie. He'll say, "What the is this?" And that'll be it.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Decent.
You don't think it'll be like, how'd the Jolly Green Giant get in space or something?
Or ooh, even better, it'll be Groot, and he'll say, "I am Groot," and Hulk will say, "Hulk," and that'll be it, and they'll just be talking to each other in stupid language.
You don't think he'll say Hulk smash Groot?
I don't know.
Maybe, but
okay.
Probably not.
Jorge, what do you think is going to happen at the post-credit scene?
I think that they will probably do a trailer for Daredevil Season 2 for Netflix.
Really? Okay.
Maybe another one for X-Men as well.
No. Oh, dear. Okay.
You remember that dog roll deal that we had? Or?
I'm sorry. We made it during this podcast. I can't get up and take care of the dogs right now. We're almost done.
Mm-hmm.
X-Men is not a part of the same studio, Jorge, so that's not going to happen.
Get ready. It's coming.
No. Nope.
I also don't think that Daredevil would.
Daredevil Season 2 was announced a week ago, and it has not started shooting yet at all. It would be more likely that we would see Spider-Man in the in the post-credit scene than we would see Daredevil.
Okay.
But I don't think we'll see Spider-Man either, because I don't think he's been cast yet. I think likely superheroes you could see would be Miss Marvel or Captain Marvel or whatever her name is. I think they may have casted her. And they've kept it a secret. Or it'll be another Thanos cutscene, potentially. Like him in space coming up with the Infinity Gauntlet or something.
Maybe another cheesy one with Loki in it.
Maybe Loki will be in it. That would be funny. Okay. All right. Well, that was just my extra question at the end.
Yeah, fair enough. Listeners, thanks for joining us again. Please feel free to leave us some comments if you have things you'd like to hear us talk about or whatever. Have a good week.